Watch ye. Ani, sego, knit, kwe, tanze, hello. Additional hasen, sahakutan, kashashan yishku, mahigan dodam o mashkigo. First, let us give thanks for this day of celebration, for this day of us coming together and reminding everyone of the importance of celebration of all the many accomplishments that everyone does, and particularly today in the Indigenous community. I call upon any ancestors and spirit helpers to come in and join in these festivities until the end of the day. And I ask that then they go back and continue to support us from the spirit world.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Metropolitan University celebrated its first in-person National Indigenous Peoples Day since 2019 this week. Since 1996, the day has coincided with the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, to celebrate the cultures of Canada's First Nations, Inuit, and Métis cultures. The all-day event included a sunrise ceremony at Toronto City Hall and speeches from several community leaders, including Elder Joanne Dallaire.
It celebrates all the incredible sacrifices and work and abuse that our ancestors took to fight for our right to be here, fight for our right to have our Indigenous language and our sovereignty around the things that we do. And Toronto Metropolitan University has made several commitments to that through the Truth and Reconciliation Report that they did in 2018 and to the Standing Strong Task Force results of 22 recommendations that were accepted by the board, which will continue throughout the life of Ryerson to continue to indigenize programming.
A focus of the day celebration was the need for allyship across cultures, institutions, and peoples.
Being here today, it's really important that I want to thank all the allies that sit in this room, all the allies who work behind the scenes, who support us on everything. It means so much. It means so much when I do the in-house circles, which I'm doing back again this year, to have non-Indigenous people come in and to learn of our ways and knowing and being and the importance of that. And that's what's happening here today. You know, all around the country, people are celebrating our successes. And we've had a long, troubled history, but today is about celebration. The celebration of the resilience of our people, the celebration of the creativeness and the innovation of our people, and us just working very hard and never giving up the fight for the recognition of what it is ours and what it is we do.
TMU's commitment to its 22 recommendations, including the school name change, were acknowledged as the first steps towards proper reconciliation between Indigenous peoples and the City of Toronto. The university is expected to fulfill the remaining 21 recommendations gradually, including the renaming of the varsity team and mascot. The Rams' mascot was nicknamed Eggy after Egerton Ryerson, the school's namesake and contributor to Canada's creation of the residential school system. TMU's name change has remained at the forefront of the school's commitment to reconciliation, especially after the discovery of mass graves around former residential schools these past 2 years. Egerton Ryerson's statue was removed from campus last summer. Provost and co-chair of the Standing Strong Task Force, Jennifer Simpson, who helped create the 22 recommendations, also sent a message for the festivities. Simpson was unable to attend due to ongoing in-person convocation ceremonies.
I want to acknowledge how important it is for us to come together for National Indigenous Peoples Day. It's an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the diverse cultures, unique heritage, and exceptional contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. It's also a day to listen and learn from the Indigenous community, reaffirming our commitment to truth and reconciliation and to equity. My own interest in equity, and particularly in addressing ongoing forms of colonialism and racism, started for me as a graduate student. This is when I began to think carefully about not only the harms of institutional inequity, but my relationship to those harms as a white person. That was about 30 or 35 years ago. As provost, it's important to me that I'm steadfast in this commitment. in all facets of my life and work. This commitment aligns with the ongoing changes that are currently happening at Toronto Metropolitan University. Myself and at TMU, we're interested in societal and organizational change that dismantles systems of oppression and imagines a different set of possibilities for our future. And for me, not only is it a possibility for universities to play a key role in this process, but in fact, we have an obligation to be leaders in these efforts. And what's really exciting for myself, and I think for TMU as well, of course, is the way that TMU is leading the country, in a sense, in the work of reconciliation, in particular related to our recent renaming at TMU.
Other parts of the festivities included tours of TMU's new Indigenous Medicine Garden at the Daphne Coxwell Health Sciences Complex. There was also a wampum belt woven through Anishinaabe history led by Brian Charles, a liaison between the provincial and federal governments on Indigenous affairs. On the TMU website, the university writes that this year's celebration is an opportunity to reaffirm its commitment to truth and reconciliation on a daily basis. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.